has already been a rough night. The Butch and I were making like bikers, whose bikes are permanently in the shop, and as such, we had to go to the seediest bars and do seedy things via public transit, which is awfully hard to drink inconspicuously on. The biker bar on Queen near Soho was a bad joke, full of frat boys on dates with underweight Toronto girls. A pensioner in the Duke of Connaught tried to purchase my services, then walked away when he realized my pimp was a girl. The Cadillac charged a cover. We'd already made out under the scary stairway at the Dufferin Street Castle, and we were bored and wanted more beer. So in we walked to our favorite, end of the night, end of your life bar, her and other chaps, and myself in rabbit fur and PVC. Finding out it was past last call was a bummer, so we decided not to scrap the whole trip and just get off in the John and take a taxi to get home. A fine, simple plan, so we swaggered back to the women's washroom and chose the stall with the window that overlooks the alleyway where everyone gets stoned. Closing the door behind her, I held her against it with a hand around her throat and kissed her. Turning me around, she ripped off my panties and we got down to business. And I rode her first, bent over the toilet, and then seated upon it, and had finally situated her ass on the piss-covered floor where I could get excellent leverage. Where suddenly, out of nowhere, Donna, the Gladstone's humpback waitress, busts in the door and yells, "Hey, bar's closed. That's enough. You two get out of there." Now, I knew we would get caught eventually. And I knew the sense we had, we were in for a walk of shame. Two things my girl did not seem to comprehend. Nevertheless, as we exited the rear of the establishment, the entire bar staff was lined up to shake their heads and cluck their tongues at us. And Donna said, "You better behave respectably when you come to my bar," which means a lot, considering that I've seen a man fillet himself with a dead fish on stage in the Gladstone. I think that they were just upset because we didn't buy any beer. That's my secret. What's yours?